That's just personal experience and daydreams.
Personal experience and daydreams. Even after two decades as a band, that's what Not a Surf continues to bring to the table. And from where we're sitting, it sure sounds good. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. New York City's own Not a Surf was formed in the early 90s by frontman Matthew Cause and bassist Daniel Lorca. And the band name, according to Cause, means surfing on nothing. This connection to daydreaming has helped them stay upbeat no matter what kind of waves the music industry tossed at them. The group has traveled the road of so many bands we know, going from indie to major label and back again. But their enthusiasm has never waned, and from the sound of the band's new album, the music is thriving too. The jangly guitars and vocal harmonies never sound richer than on their latest, The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy. Here at FUV, we wanted to celebrate Not a Surf's 20th birthday, so we invited the band for an FUV live performance at Rockwood Music Hall. And in between sets, FUV's Russ Boris asked Matthew Cause how he approaches writing songs.
Well, I don't know. I guess they're kind of diary entries or something, and I throw most of them away, but once in a while, there's some line that I want to repeat a lot, and then that turns into a song, you know.
It's sort of songwriting 101. Just get to that.
Yeah.
Get to the hook, man.
Well, that's what it feels like every time is songwriting 101. I mean, I know that almost everybody that writes songs feels this way. It's like, when is that going to happen again? You know, how did that happen? It feels like you didn't know what you were doing and then it just worked. But what I always say is it only takes 10 minutes to write a song, but I don't know where those 10 minutes are. You know what I mean? It's like that it's a special that I don't know how to make them happen. So it's a struggle.
Calm down now. Gotta trust the mind. Take his common sense. Give it blood and time. Can't talk much, just a little bit. The truth is a tree. If you start shaking it. Sometimes I ask the wrong questions, but I get the right answers. Move to a tear by a subway breakdancer. It's never too late for teenage dreams. It's never too late. It's never too late for teenage dreams. Teenage dreams.
One of the things that I'm hearing a lot about this record is people just loving the title.
Oh, yeah.
The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy. And
yeah,
you know, it's pulled from the first song on the record, but there's another story to that, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's really gratifying for me. It's an expression of my father's. And he's a philosophy professor, and this is something he's been saying in class for many years. He says it to his students to try and make a point about our relative insignificance or our presumption as a species, thinking that we know everything. He says, this is the long form title, is that a bird doesn't know it's called a bird. A dog doesn't know it's called a dog. The stars and the planets don't know that we gave them names, and it doesn't matter to them. That's it.
That's it. Yeah. Philosophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It just resonates on a lot of levels.
Does Dad know you borrowed the lyric?
He's very psyched.
You're gonna miss the world. Everyone left the world. Take what you can carry. Find a road and follow. Of course I'm supposed to work, I come from the hills, I find and eat food, I try to protect, I, of course I like to laugh, I look at the sky, look in your eye.
Not a Surf performing live with Clear Eye, Clouded Mind, and before that, Teenage Dreams. Both songs appear on their new album, The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out WFUV's YouTube channel for video of the live performances and hear the complete show anytime online at WFUV.org.